You've been waiting all week, and it's finally here. It's another episode of The Wake Up Call. And now, Ren and David.
you see it, Dave?
What'd she say?
She was something about plastic love. And in case you didn't know, I mean, because we all know, that was Maria Takeuchi.
Takeuchi.
Yes.
I love that.
Her song, she wrote the lyrics, and it was arranged by an iconic Japanese musician, Tatsuro Yamashita. And that's a great example of our theme today, city pop.
City pop.
Yes.
Japanese city pop?
Or yes. Japanese city pop.
C-I-T-Y, city.
Yes.
Japanese city pop.
Yeah. Okay. Popu. City popu.
Okay.
Is how they'd say it in Japanese. But yeah, it's the KSJE Sunday morning wake-up call.
With my friend Rin.
And my buddy Dave. And
Well, we've had sushi.
We've had sushi.
We had sushi for lunch.
And admittedly,
Oh, no sake, though. I'm sorry.
No sake.
I'm out of sake. Sake to me. I'm sorry.
Sake. I can't. Oh, well. I'll forgive you just this once.
All right.
But yeah, admittedly, I'm learning Japanese, too. So Dave is being a very good buddy. I always say my buddy Dave, but he's being an extra good buddy today because he's letting me dive into a style of music I really like, Japanese city pop.
Well, I like that song. For the longest time, that melody is reminiscent of some song, and I could not pull it out of my head. But I liked it. It was very nice. And then when she started singing, I thought, what did you say?
Hello? Well, excuse me, ma'am? Sprechen Sie English?
Exactly. Sprechen? You're going to talk German to her?
Yeah, I know. I'm getting my languages mixed up. But yeah, I think that's called Plastic Love, and it's mostly just about like being a young person looking for love and trying not to get hurt, you know, trying to discern what's real love and what's plastic love.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, so I'll try to give you a translation of each of the songs. Okay.
I went a total different direction with the plastic love. Use your imagination.
I feel like I know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
No, it's very much a poetic thing.
I gotcha.
Yeah, there we go. So are you, what do you know about Japan other than sushi?
Well, I can tell you this. My dad was there when I was born, and mm-hmm. he was helped doing the cleanup after Hiroshima and all that stuff, you know, mm-hmm. Somewhat after the war was over. But yeah, we had troops over there just helping clean up the mess that we made, that they started.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Like history is like that. Like,
yeah.
We're all, no country's really innocent. It's funny that you mentioned the military, though, because both of my dad and my grandpa were stationed there. My dad was in the Navy, and my grandpa was a Marine, and they were both were stationed in Japan for a time.
I didn't know you. My dad was a Marine as well.
Yeah.
A machine gunnist.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Traeger's Bar prides itself in bringing together positive people and sophisticated spirits. A truly welcoming group with New Mexico roots, locally owned and operated. Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. And for folks feeling a tad peckish, the doghouse is right off the patio with hot dogs, wings, nachos, and much more. Located at 5170 College Boulevard in Farmington, their website is traegersbar.com.
Nice. My dad was, as far as I know, he was like a medic.
Really? In the Navy?
Yeah, in the Navy.
Cool. But your grandpa was a Marine.
Yes.
Simplify, baby.
Simplify. Oorah, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad always said he was a Marine, too. I don't know his exact designation, but I know for a fact that he was in the Navy. And he has a tattoo that says Doc Harris.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, anyway, should I play another song?
Wait, let me think about it. Yeah.
Okay. Good idea. I mean, it was your idea, so I'm just happy to obey. So this is...
Wait a minute. What exactly was my idea?
To play a song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, play a song.
Yeah. Masayuki Suzuki. That's a fun
As
name.
As in the motorcycle?
Well, you know, that's like Smith over there. Suzuki.
I didn't know that. Suzuki. Yeah. I do want to... You are taking Japanese, too, I think.
Yeah, I'm only like 3 or 4 weeks in, so okay. It's not a lot.
You're going to have to give us some of that later on.
I will do my best. Okay. I'll give you all of the phrases that I know, which is probably a handful.
And we're going to have a rant. We'll have Dave Benise.
We'll have Dave Benise.
And we'll have... The Zen of Ren.
The Zen of Ren. And it will be in Japanese today.
Oh, wow.
I brought my textbook.
I just got goosebumps.
I'm so excited to to show it off. Anyway, this is Masayuki Suzuki with Misty Mauve.
It's easy for you to say.
Take it away, sir.
Stop music.
That's right, folks. It's time for a Ren's rant. And I just saw a movie just the other night. It was called...
Would you tell me about it?
I sure will. I'm trying to remember. Monkey Man, starring Dev Patel. Dev Patel is a beautiful actor, I'm going to be honest. I think he's super, super handsome. So that was a big reason why I saw it out in the theaters.
Not to change the subject.
Yeah.
But Monkey Man, isn't that what... What's her name called Charlie on Two and a Half Men?
I never saw Two and a Half Men.
Oh, okay. I think that's her nickname for...
Monkey Man.
Yeah.
The title's hilarious, but the movie itself is like very serious, bloody, vengeance movie, revenge action movie. Like, you seen John Wick? You seen any of the John Wicks?
Yes, liked it.
Very similar to John Wick. Definitely its own thing. Not for the faint of heart. The story overall, I really think needed a tune-up. There were a lot of loose ends that didn't go anywhere. But the action, if you want that hardcore, gritty action where he does some very, very upsetting things with weapons, you should see Monkey Man because it's Dave Patel's baby. He wrote it. He directed it. He starred in it. He's a beautiful man. He's in great shape.
Dave Patel?
Dev Patel.
Dev Patel.
D-E-V Patel.
Dev.
Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know. Are you into that kind of stuff?
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah.
I've been watching 1928, and that's got some of that kind of gore stuff in, or battle stuff in it.
Yeah. I am not super into that stuff. Once again, admittedly, I saw it because I've got a big crush on Dev Patel. But
that's good to know.
There was so much action in it that at one point my brain was kind of turning off, admittedly.
I have to be in the right frame of mind. That's why I haven't been able to watch that other show, too, the one that Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
I've not been able to watch that.
Why not?
I just can't get into it. I've started it
a couple of times. Your brain just turns off.
Yeah. And so I've got to be in the right frame of mind to watch. And that's how it was with that 1928. But all of a sudden, it just started kicking in.
Yeah.
So this might be the same way for me. I'd have to be in the right frame of mind to watch it. Monkey Man.
I don't know. Okay. So I don't want to tell you about all the stunts. I don't want to ruin it if you want to see it. I don't want to gross anyone out too much. But there's a point where he's fighting a dude with a knife and his hands are occupied, so he's got to do it with his mouth, and he starts fighting him with a knife in his mouth, and it's like, this is too much for me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Monkey Man is...
That's over the top stuff.
It's brutal because I guess it was based on it takes place in India.
Oh.
In like an Indian city, and it's very Hindi inspired, and I guess the like Monkey Man is in reference to a deity known as Hanuman. Who's like a monkey man. He's a man monkey.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to everybody. This is the Sunday morning wake-up call.
What is this?
The KSJE Sunday morning wake-up call.
It's one of those kind of mornings, isn't it? KSJE Sunday morning wake-up call with my friend Red.
And my buddy Dave.
If you'd like to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. InterWestConcepts.com, all one word, all lowercase, InterWest. EST, did I say that right?
Yeah.
CONCEPTS.com. We would love to hear from you.
You always rattle that off so quickly. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're celebrating a sort of niche musical genre that I really enjoy because because I'm taking Japanese right now. I'm only in my third week. It's city pop, which was really prominent. It started in the late 1970s in Japan, really peaked in the mid-1980s, which for Japan, the 80s were a really prosperous time. The money was flowing. Everybody had jobs. Everybody could like afford these luxurious goods. Kind of like how the 80s were for America. Weren't the 80s prosperous or something?
Much.
Material world. Madonna sang about it.
Yeah, something like that.
So I guess in Japan, it was really prosperous then. So city pop embraced that luxurious, fun feel. Like, you got to picture yourself driving a convertible car down the road at twilight in your fancy suit.
I wonder what their fancy car. I know that Toyota is not necessarily a Japanese. Was a Japanese company to begin with, but I wonder what their fancy cars are, like their Mercedes.
The Mercedes of Japan. Yeah. Well, they get a lot of import cars from all over the place too.
True.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the deal. I know you've been taking some Japanese. So
oh my gosh.
I'm going to make you give me a sentence in Japanese.
Okay. それは赤い帽子です. That is a red hat. And there is a red hat in the room, yeah, folks.
That's going to be our cover picture. Picture
the
that
red hat. Yes, I can write the, like, I might be able to write the hiragana for red. Aka. Yeah, I should be able to.
All right, wonderful. Well, this is the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my friend Red.
My tomodachi. My tomodachi, Dave, son.
Oh, man, that made me feel, that gave me goosebumps as well. Don't play the theme.
I won't. I don't have it anymore. Okay. You're safe.
But yeah, that was kind of cool. And it's Japanese, we're doing Japanese.
City pop.
City pop. Japanese city pop.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you were a working girl in the city in Tokyo in the 1980s, this is like the music you'd play at night before you go out on the town.
What if you're a working guy?
You could listen to it too. I'm just personally a girl, so my brain went into like,
damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Dave, I'm sorry to break it to you.
Holy
like this,
crap.
But
all this time I thought you were a guy.
Oh man, do I really stink that bad?
No. Oh wow.
Yeah. Take that.
Here, have a chew of tobacco.
Yeah. Hey, I think it's about time we play another song.
Okay, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't we play another song?
Oh, Dave, you're full of these brilliant ideas.
I'm full of something.
And I got just the one.
All right.
This is Kingo Hamada and Midnight Cruisin'.
Nice.
Got one, 隠して Thank you so much for listening, Diane.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you guys so much. I listen to you every single day.
Well, we love you back. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And the beat goes on.
So this has a really nice Sunday morning feel for the KSJE Sunday morning wake-up call with my friend Ren.
And my Tomodachi Dave.
Tomodachi. I like being a Tomodachi.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, that means...
Where do they put my toe?
In the mo.
In the mo.
Dachi. If I'm not mistaken, that means friend.
I like it. Yeah. Tomodachi.
Because, as I've said, I'm learning Japanese. So is my amazing friend, Kelsey, who's in the Air Force. She's going to be stationed in Japan eventually.
Oh, cool.
So she's learning it right now. So shout out to you, Kelsey. I'm sure you're in a professional class. I'm just doing workbooks and app games.
Well, I've enjoyed what you have. And I don't know. I'm not an expert. Mm. But I bet you money you're enunciating it perfectly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Japan, I'm going to get there and they're going to be like, wow, it's like you've been speaking it your entire life. And I'll be like, yeah, I know. Well,
I'm more like, I think I'm turning Japanese.
Yeah, you really think so?
Yeah, no.
I really think so.
Well, we shouldn't go into what that song is truly about.
Yeah, I don't know what it's about.
Yeah.
But what I do know is that I'm learning Japanese because, well, I've always wanted to go. And I have heard from like multiple different, they're just little street interviews on YouTube, but like this Japanese guy who speaks English, so he has a YouTube channel, goes around and he's like, hey, what's something that you wish foreigners knew before they came here and visited? And almost all of them say, I wish they'd try to learn the language a little bit. So I want to be,
that's kind of cool.
I want to be a good visitor and I want to learn the language. So I figured I'd start now.
For me personally, I don't know it well enough, but just from what I've seen of you speaking it, you know, I do know some French, I do know some Spanish, but I think this is a whole different level. It's like in the Dene language, you know, mm-hmm. trying to learn that kind of language, it's intricate.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Is your to-do list too much of a load? Is your business piling up? Well, you're in luck. Have you heard the scoop on the Poop Group? Whether it's poop stool, duty dump, whatever happens at your dog's rump, we'll take care of it. We are Farmington's one and only poop scooper. We provide weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly pet waste removal services. Call or text 505-330-0081 to schedule your poop scooping today. Don't be fickle with your fecal matter. Call the Poop Group, where your dog's business is our business.
It is, because it's so different, the structure.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I haven't been taking official classes, so I couldn't tell you the exact difference between like a romantic language, like right. Spanish or French, and how Japanese is structured. But so far, yeah, it's very different. Rather than, they don't have as many tenses as us, if I'm not mistaken. They don't have articles like the or a. That's what I've been picking up so far. But it's really beautiful language, and it makes a little bit more sense to me than I thought it would.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Well, this segment, we definitely have Davinese, and we'll have the Zen of Ren. And our usual stuff, we'd love to hear from you. InnerWestConcepts.com, all one word, all lowercase. Go back and listen to the first half of the show if you want to hear me spell it.
Because I'm not doing it again. That's
exactly right. And we've had sushi today, so it's this Japanese pop.
City pop.
Japanese, yeah. City pop.
Because it exemplified the affluent time of the 80s in the city.
All right. So I'm going to write that down so I don't forget again. I hate getting caught not remembering. Japanese city pop.
Mm-hmm. City papu.
Papu.
Papu. All right. This next song I'm going to play is, don't be mistaken, it's Fly Day Chinatown. And unfortunately, the artist's name is in kanji, and I can't read kanji yet. So It's called Fly Day Chinatown, if you want to find it.
All right. So we're leaving Japan and going to China.
Yes, exactly.
Just me.
Now, that one's actually a contemporary song. So pretty much every other song on this playlist is from the late 70s, mid 80s, maybe even 90s. But that song is from, I believe, the 2020s.
Really?
Yeah. It's a sort of rebirth of city pop.
You know, in those earlier songs, I never would have thought that they were that long ago that they were mm-hmm. recorded, because they have a modern feel to them.
I agree. I think they're pretty influential even now.
Yeah.
A lot of hip artists like to listen to them. And I think it's partially because like disco's kind of coming back.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I have a question for you. Where would you want to travel? Since I talked about Japan.
Golly. You know, one of my favorite trips was seeing Niagara Falls, but as far as overseas, man, that's tough. I would probably like to go England, Ireland, just do that whole thing. England, Ireland, Scotland, all of that.
All of it.
Yeah, one trip.
That would be really cool.
I think so too.
Yeah, a lot of great culture comes from there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I did really enjoy seeing Niagara Falls, and we went to Canada from there, and what a clean, the area that we visited, very night and day difference once you cross the border as far as cleanliness versus trash.
Yeah, America, you know, and our trash culture.
Yeah. Well, not the trash culture.
Not that our culture is trash, no, but that we have a culture of leaving trash.
Yeah, exactly. The roadsides. But yeah, it was so pristine over there. Everything, you were afraid to touch anything. You know, like you go to your grandmother's house and she has that shelf.
Mm-hmm.
That's like
with all the little porcelain figures,
and you know, if you touch it, you die.
Yes,
very clean,
very clean.
That's kind of the way you felt when you got into Canada. It's just so pristine. Nice. Yeah, at least it was like in the 90s that I visited there, but at that time, yeah, very pristine.
I believe it. The Canadians are known to be like clean and respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I also like about visiting England or visiting Canada? They just speak English there.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
They do speak French in parts of Canada, French Canada, but they also speak English there. They're bilingual.
Well, the thing, here's the deal for me, and I think it's very admirable that you want to go. If I was younger uh-huh. and, would, you know, like maybe France, because I know some French. I don't know French, you know, but I do know some American French that I could probably get by okay.
Yeah.
But to go to a country that has a difficult language and try to learn it so that you can at least speak with them mm-hmm. or have somewhat communicate. I think it's very admirable. I think it's cool.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I couldn't tell you why I've always really liked Japan. I just, ever since I was young, I think it had something to do with samurais and geishas.
Yeah.
You see them as a young kid and you're like, wow, this is beautiful and cool and yeah. different and yeah, exactly. so unique.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a cool culture that I would really love to experience one day. And I want to experience it on their level, which you can't get to, I think, unless you learn the language, at least a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Well, I think it's time that we have Dave and Ease. What do you think?
I think it is time for Dave and Ease.
Have you got an intro for that, or should I just do it? Can we just do it?
I got it.
Okay, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
The secret word is
Absentee. That's a missing golf accessory.
Absentee.
That's right.
All right. Is it time for a song?
Ba-dum-bup. Yes, it is.
Okay. I've got this one right here. It's called Futari no Natsu Monogatari. Never Ending Summer.
Stepped in what?
Monogatari.
It's the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my friend Ren.
And my buddy Dave.
And we're doing Japanese city pop.
Yeah, city pop. Here's another one for you.
Thank you. Prepare your mind, for now it is time for the Zen of Ren.
As the Japanese proverb states, Chirima, Chirimo Sumoreba, Yamato Naru. Even dust piled up becomes a mountain.
Oh.
Or, as you know, little things add up.
They do.
You do a little bit every day, you build a mountain.
No kidding.
Yeah. Well, it's been a fun episode, Dave. I think it's time we say our goodbyes.
I am so ready.
And let me get the closing song ready to go.
Okay.
Okay. This is the Goodbye Boogie Dance by...
Goodbye Boogie Dance.
Henri.
Oh, love All it. Right.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Ren. See you next week.
That's it for now. Be watching Wake Up Call Facebook page for upcoming events and podcasts.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Want to be a guest or have a question? Drop David or Ren an email at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com. I know he'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
Boom, it's done. Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.